Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast as well as the truth coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A, FAYETTE 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Shalom, shalom, saints. Greetings and blessings to you all. Hope you all can hear me. Hope I'm coming in well. If you would, please, in the chat, give me, let me know how I'm coming through, please. One being the lowest and 10 being the best. All right, hallelujah. Praise Yah. Okay, I see some 10s coming in. Praise Yah. Well, while I was getting the sound check in, just welcome you all to the Brother segment of the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. I'm your host, Deacon Bell. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Sean, Sister Amara, Brother Ugly. Brother Ugly, my faithful co-host. Glad you got your internet working back, brother, and you can be of service to the body again, as you have been since you got it back up, what, last week, week before last, whenever you got it back up. Do appreciate you, brother. Appreciate you, Brother Sean and Brother Josh. Hallelujah, saints. Greetings to you all. Bless you all. Thank you all for being here tonight. You know, these broadcasts that we do are for you all, saints. We do them to help edify the body of Christ. Those of you that have time to hear and, you know, tonight and those who will listen later on, download it or whatever, to get off Straightway Tech Team or to get off Blog Talk site itself. But either way, pray that everybody's been able to hear what's ministered. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't think I'm going to be before you long tonight, but I've got a few things I want to cover. Pray everyone's getting ready for Passover. You know, we got that coming up. And, of course, the shepherd's going to be in Virginia. Hope you guys got all the info on that. Brother, if you would, post it in the chat, and I'll try to repeat it later on. But anyways, you know, we had a great word ministered to us yesterday by the man of Yah. Great word. I hope everyone was able to hear. You know, because Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. And if you couldn't hear the voice of the shepherd ministering through the under-shepherd yesterday, then most I'll help you. You need to go back and do your first works over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, with that being said, to where I want to go. But then we're going to go to Isaiah chapter 55. I can find it myself here. Isaiah 55 verses 10 and 11. Hallelujah. And it reads, for as the rain cometh down, and as the snow from heaven, and returneth, for as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it, bringeth forth, and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word go that, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. You know, now the word went out yesterday. And I do believe, like the man of Yah said yesterday, our shepherd, Pastor Dowell, said, you know, we're going to hear some testimonies of of people's of how people received the word and got what they needed from the word yesterday, the deliverance they needed, healing in the spirit that they needed. And one thing I will say, I think Sister Tomoko, like Pastor talked about Sister Tomoko some years ago, how she always said that he's a clear voice, you know, and that is true. He's definitely a clear voice. And I'll tell you, saints, when you look at who we listen to at times, we have to be careful who we listen to. Because some folks' voices aren't clear. You know, they're adding confusion to you. You know, you need to consider how much place you give them. First, I say don't give them no place at all. You know, they add confusion to you. You walk away from them unsure. You got heaviness and just different things going on after these conversations with, you know, people, especially the ones who are trying to minister you the word, supposedly. You need to cut them off. Now, you can do what you want to do, but I advise you to cut them off to save your soul, save yourself. Hallelujah. All right. Let's go to let's go to Ezekiel chapter 3. I'll tell you what, let's go to Proverbs 14:15. Proverbs 14:15. The simple believe every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. Just want to focus on that first part. You know, the simple believe every word. You know, the simple, you don't have to talk to simple people some complex word like Pastor was talking about, that savialism stuff, that word, that theological term. You know, simple people can't hear that. You know, when it was talked about Jesus, it said the common people heard him gladly. You know, he's speaking down on their level, giving them knowledge and understanding, but he's teaching the people. Instead of these people coming with their afflicted olive words, trying to explain a word that they don't understand, or, you know, something spiritual, they're using their carnal mind to expound on you the scriptures from a, you know, using theology. But like the Proverbs, like it's written in Proverbs, the simple believe every word. You don't have to use all this. But I tell you what, we'll go on. Proverbs 119:130. Psalms 119:130. Excuse me, saints. Psalms 119:130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Now, if we can receive the engrafted word that is ministered unto us, if it enters into us, it gives light and it gives understanding unto the simple. It don't minister confusion. It does not minister doubt and unbelief. It won't minister fear to our mind, uncertainty. This will be a clear word. You know, the light don't have any darkness in it. You know, so you should be able to have some understanding. But tell you what, Brother Edwin, let's go to Ezekiel chapter 3. We're building here a little bit, saints, but I had quite a few things going through my spirit for this blog talk. I really want to just focus on what I believe was pertinent, you know, for the hour, or for the, you know, for this time frame for us. Hallelujah. Wait, for Ezekiel chapter 3. Ezekiel chapter 3. This is the man of y'all speaking. Speaking about us. We'll go through from verse 1 to verse 6, Brother Ugly. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, eat that thou findest, eat this roll, and go speak unto the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll. And he said unto me, Son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat it, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness. And he said unto me, Son of man, go, get thee unto the house of Israel, and speak with my words unto them. For thou art not sent to a people of a strange speech, or of a hard language, whose words thou canst not understand. Surely, had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. But the house of Israel will not hearken unto thee, for they will not hearken unto me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. And verse 9 reads, As an adamant harder than flint have I made thy forehead. Fear them not, neither be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. Now, so you send the man of Yah to us, saints, brothers and sisters, children of Israel. He sends the man of Yah to us, and we don't hear him. You know, we don't obey the word that comes from Yah, and we're not going to listen to the man of Yah either. So we're people that's in bad shape at times, or we have that, or we're set on rebellion against the Most High. You know, and of course it says, you know, it's written, because the judgment against the evil work is not expedient. It's fully set in the hearts of the children of men to do evil. And brothers and sisters, as we approach Passover, I really want us to focus on making sure we deal with our hearts, deal with our spirits, and focus on our obedience to the Most High. You know, the things in our hearts and spirits that we need to get purged, need to get purified, you know, because you don't want to take the Passover unclean. And I would charge us that, you know, a lot of times, you know, we'll read the deliverance books and manuals and things like that, which is good. We need to read them. Get the knowledge. Get the understanding of them. The overstanding from them. But make sure you don't bite off more than you can chew at one time. You know, because sometimes we'll get the books, and you're trying to go to a deliverance worker. You want somebody to help you with deliverance, but you got your list of 10,000 demons you want cast out. My advice, focus on one area. And go from there. See, that way you're not wasting your time and you're not wasting your brother and sister's time trying to help you. Because you know what you're dealing with. The main thing that you're dealing with, you can focus on that first. Your biggest area of trouble, focus on that first and then go from there. Get yourself clean. Get your garment. Deal with the garment that's spotted by the flesh. But, you know, you want to be able to take the Passover with a clean heart, with a clean spirit. You know, you don't want to keep repeating the same things over and over from year to year, carrying it over. No, let's make an end. But don't try to do it all at once, because I know sometimes, you know, in our zeal, we want to be that way. But you got to, you know, let's let the Most High lead you on that. Hallelujah. Didn't really mean to get off on that. Tell you what, now, let's go to Jeremiah, chapter 29. We're going to read verses 4 and 5, Brother Ugly. You know, because the shepherd's been saying this. You know, for the time that we're in. You know, I'm building up to what I'm getting to, those things. It's all pertinent. Jeremiah 29, verse 4.
Wait a minute.
Thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, unto all that are carried away captives, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem unto Babylon. Build ye houses, and dwell in them, and plant gardens, and eat the fruit of them. Of course, you can go on and read everything else in context, things. But, you know, Pastor was saying, build houses, and dwell in them, and plant gardens, and eat the fruit of them. Now, let me ask you a question. How do you do that living in the city? Especially Hebrew Israelites out there, you know, black Hebrew Israelites from these camps, you know your names. I can't even think of all the alphabets y'all got out there. Or in these churches as well, too. You know, you're locked into the cities. You don't own the pot that you piss in. And you don't have a big enough ground to grow a bean out of. And you don't even want to learn how to grow a bean. Don't want to learn how to, you know, you're not going to build your own house. You don't even have no land. Of course, these camps out here, they want to increase their membership and get you coming to them so they can, you know, I guess, talk about their great numbers that they have, which don't mean nothing to y'all, but talk about the great numbers of people that they have joining their camps and what they're doing, building school, you know, getting schools and stuff. Yet these schools, they ain't teaching them how to build and how to get out of the city. Like you hear pastors all the time, the cry of the ministry, and come out of her, and come out from among them. But the rebellious house of Israel don't want to obey that. They don't want to be set apart. They want to be set apart, but in the city, you know, with teak seats on, and asking everybody, "Who's your father?" But yet you don't have a piece of land to dwell on that you can grow your own beans on, or raise your own chickens on, your own cows on. You know, grow your own corn. You know, be nourished from your own land. Instead, just dependent on the system out there. Like Pastor said, some of the videos. How many Hebrew Israelites or just saints of y'all in general were out there in the food lines during the height of this COVID thing, or even now in food lines because you haven't prepared anything. You know, your family starving. Your family starving. You're starving there as the man who's leading the family. Nothing's registering. Hey, you know, I've done something wrong. I'm going about things wrong. You know, the leaders you're following aren't leading you to where you can be self-sustaining or be sustained, you know, with them because they don't want to live with you. And you don't want to live with them because nobody wants to submit themselves to one another. We want to do our own thing. But yet that way is destroying us. So there's a lot. You know, there's a lot that's that needs to be done. But for those of you in this ministry whose heart is set right and you're striving to obey, keep doing what you're doing. You know, we're following the lead of the shepherd. There's nothing wrong because pastor's leading us all right. And that's great. Hallelujah. But I want to get to, let's go to Noah. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 7. I'm talking about Noah. Wait a minute. Hebrews chapter 4, brother. Wait a minute. I'm going wrong. Let me see that. Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 7. Now, you think about this. We're living in the last day, saints, or the last day. You know, the clock is ticking. Of course, Pastor said yesterday, you can tell the devil's come down amongst us having great wrath. All the things he's doing with these transgenders and things, these abominations walking on the earth in human flesh, you know, very disgusting. And I'm glad Pastor keeps putting that before us. You know, I don't want to get comfortable looking at that or get comfortable seeing some nasty faggot holding, you know, him and his nasty love holding hands. I want my lip to curl, my belly to get sick. Especially that abominable person yesterday, wanting to get at the children. And that guy probably ain't the only one. There's probably many more out there who are under the radar, who are in positions of being pediatricians for children and school teachers and stuff, waiting to prey on. But anyway, let's read. Talking about Noah. By faith, being warned of Yah of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. And of course it says, you know, reads up verse 6, but without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to Yah must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And part of my meditation is this, saints. I don't know how many of you are keeping up with the videos that's been put out throughout the ministry from Straightway Kentucky East, Straightway Georgia, Straightway Goshen, and just that Straightway in general. Just the videos that have been put out with the saints, that the saints are, you're seeing them doing things. Work is getting done. And like Jesus said, occupy until I come. Now this ministry, I believe, is the most obedient in that to what Jesus said. But you look at, you know, the work that Elder Rufus and the brethren are doing down there. Elder Mission, the Four Horsemen up there in Kentucky. Brother Daniel and the brethren. You know, you see the saints, you see these men, these brethren, all of us are, we're moving with fear in these last days that we're in. The work that's being done. And it's for what? For the saving. Noah did it for the saving of his house. Now, whose house are we? We're the household of faith, right? So those of you out there who are in ministries, camps, groups, whatever, and you're not preparing places for your people, you don't have land, you're stuck in cities, you're gonna be in bad shape, because you're not preparing places for the saving of your house. But our brethren, you know, you see them moving with fear, being obedient to what they're hearing the Holy Spirit ministering to their hearts what to do, things that need to be done. You know, storing their food, getting ammo, training, all these different things that Pastor Dow promotes. And it strives to get everyone to do. Whether you're part of Straightway or not, there's still wisdom. Even the people Pastor got noticed. Hey, you know, thanks to your wisdom, I was able to take care of my family, people in Houston, you know, reaching out, or, you know, in Texas, whatever, during that Arctic blast that came through. You know, that's a blessing. Hey, you might not be a part of us, but at least you hearing what the man of y'all saying and being blessed and being protected. You're able to take care of your household. In some small, at least in small measure like that, anyway. But how much in a greater measure when you got the ministers of Satan out here keeping the people bound up, not directing them to do anything to be able to protect themselves, you know, with the coming famine or unrest. You know, they don't do any, you know, they don't have any weapons. Teach them, well, you know, y'all's our defense, like that. Anyway. You know, it's sad, Brother Ugly. It's really sickening and disgusting because, you know, these false shepherds out here, these devils, these ministers of Satan, are setting up some of the people of Yah who are trapped in those camps or part of these groups, you know, for destruction, to keep them away from the good shepherd, Jesus. They won't lead them to the true man of Yah. They ain't going to do that. But, you know, but it is what it is. The Father knows how to take care of them that are His, though, and He will. But some of you is gonna cost you something. But hallelujah. But you know, in these last days, you know, I'll tell you what. You know, I do commend Elder Rufus, Elder Mitchell, and all the brethren with y'all, elders. But do commend y'all for your obedience to the man of Yah, and doing the work down there, getting it done. Even our brethren here doing the work that we're doing here and getting it done. Just praise y'all that, you know, he's been glorified, he's been obeyed. You know, in the end of it. Of course, he got this manservant directing. But I do commend my brethren for all they've done. It's great to see. And a lot of you out there need to follow the example. You know, follow the example of Brother Daniel and them up there. Follow the example of Elder Rufus, Elder Mitch, Pastor Dow. If you got ears to hear, and a heart to do the will of the Most High. Hallelujah. Bless you, Brother Willie. I see you. Hallelujah. But you know, in these last days, this is the part that's really, of course, we need to have that in your spirit, things moving with fear. You know, because you never know when your last day on earth could be. You know, I'll tell you what, I'm going to get to that scripture. Hold on. But you know, you need to have your heart to be obedient to the will of the Most High and doing the things that please Him and not yourself. As Yeshua did. You know, to a lot of us, we want too much self-gratification, but we don't want the Most High to be pleased at all. All right, let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Starting at verse 1. Hallelujah. This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of Yah, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. Now from such turn away. You know, don't listen to them. And also, for if this sort of neighbors creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, and they're ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. You know, how about some of these false doctrines out here nowadays in this last time? You know, men are rising up. And look at this, the next verse too. Now, if Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. You know, they resist the truth. That's their nature. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. Now, we got a lot of men out there who are reprobate concerning the faith, but they want to teach you. And the sad thing is, you want to listen to them. That's the bad thing. And then, of course, you got the people out here who will deny the virgin birth. You know, this and that. I mean, a lot of false doctrine being ministered. You know, by the ministers of Satan out there. Don't forget that. That's who they are. The ministers of Satan. They're not giving you the good word of Yah. They're not preaching deliverance unto you. They've been anointed by the Most High and sent. And of course, they want to put the scriptures in question. And what did Paul say over here in verse 16? All scripture is given by inspiration of Yah and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Well, you know, this book needs to be taken out because I don't agree with it. I don't agree with what Paul said over here. You know, he's a false apostle. Now, how about you just understand his right? Let's take out the book of Esther, take out the book of Hebrews, take out the book of Revelation, you know, and the list goes on, you know, because it don't fit in their doctrine. Okay, let's go to 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 2. Start at verse 1. But there were false prophets among the people, even if there should be false teachers among you, who shall privily bring in damnable heresies, even denying the master that reads the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. You know, one way they're denying the Master, Jesus, they're saying, well, hey, King David's the Messiah. Well, he couldn't be a virgin born either. And how many of you have swallowed that doctrine, hook, line, and sinker? You know, you're fully enveloped in that false teaching, that false doctrine. It's damning your soul because these men are bringing in their damnable heresies. But yet the lifeline was thrown out yesterday. The Father directed the men of Yah to throw out the lifeline, trying to save the sheep from the wolf. You know, because who comes to steal, kill, and destroy? And these doctrines, when you receive them, they're stealing from you, and they're killing you, and they're destroying you, whether you know it or not. Stop eating off these tables. If you got brethren amongst you that are preaching to you words that's contrary to what the man of Yah is ministering, don't give them no damn ear. Tell them to shut the hell up and get out your face. Say, brother, I ain't listening to that shit. And had a brother come to me and tell me something yesterday. It pissed me the hell off. You know, some brother just spouting off stupid crap. And I told him, brother, you don't have to be captive to this brother. Tell him you ain't listening to that crap. You know, you can be respectful, but you don't have to, you're not somebody's prisoner. You don't have to give them ear when they're spewing something, you know, that you don't want to hear. If you know it's contrary to what the man of y'all preaching, don't listen to it. Vote with your feet. Like Pastor teaches us, get away from him. Or look him in the eye and tell him, get behind me, Satan. If that don't wake him up, I don't know what will. Hold on, I'm gonna jump to something here, man. So we'll come back to where we at? Second Peter? Yeah, Second Peter, we'll come back here. Let me read this. Let me get there. Hold on a second. Tell you what, let's go to Colossians chapter 2. Starting at verse 6 through 8. Colossians chapter 2, 6 through 8. And it reads, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Master, so walk ye in him. Don't walk without him. Walk ye in him. Don't walk in front of him. But walk in him. Don't walk without him. You know, what did Jesus say? Without me, you can do nothing. Anyway, so walk ye in him, rooted and built up in him, and established in the faith. As ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. And when you're being taught that faith, you're taught the doctrine of Christ. You're taught the things that you need to know. But beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. So these men are going to come preaching a different word to you. And so they're going to spoil you, and they won't have this mindset. Listen.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Mass Deliverance, September 2002.
Of Jesus. Come out, loose them, and set them free in the name of Jesus. Spirits of drug addiction, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose them and set them free. Come over here, right here. Get on up here. Right there. Loose them and set them free right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, loose them, and set them free in the name of Jesus. Loose and set them free right now. Spirits of explosives, spirits of verbal abuse, spirits of martial art, Spirits of cruelty, spirits of hatred, come out in Jesus' name. All these demons are crying out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, spirits of lust, in the name of Jesus.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my
name. Now see, these men don't have that kind of power. They'll talk about all kinds of stuff, bring to you all kinds of perverse doctrines, but they don't believe Mark 16:17. They don't believe that. And they want to steer you away from the things that you've been taught in this ministry by our pastors, by our shepherds. They'll spoil you with their philosophy and vain deceit. You know, I don't believe in receiving the Holy Spirit anymore. All this kind of crap that they minister, things that are contrary, keep you from getting the power that you need. What did Jesus say? These signs will bought followers under belief. So, you know, you can speak in new tongues. You can cast out devils. You can lay hands on the sick. Well, I don't believe in laying hands on the sick. I believe in, everything else. You know, new age healing now. You know, just anything but obedience to the word. And let's continue. Hold on, let me find my scripture here. Well, that's part of their philosophies. Tell you what, let's go to Romans chapter 8. I'm going to read verses 5 through 7. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against Yah, for it is not subject to the law of Yah, and neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please Yah. Now keep in mind, that carnal mind is enmity against Yah. And it comes up with its carnal reasonings. It'll come up with these false doctrines because it don't, you know, somebody who's after the flesh, they don't, you know, they come up with their false doctrines because they want to snare you and get you in the same wicked fleshly state that they're in. You know, trusting in their own flesh and their own knowledge, their own logic and reasonings. And not, let's hear it again, Saint.
No. Can't understand why in the world are you not full of a ruckus and beside yourself? They goes, I believe the report. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage. Amen. And in the midst of that, I learned how to not lean to my own. I understand. That's why I got peace. Don't you want to be set free? Don't you ever want to have a peace of mind? Joy divine,
yes.
Love that'll last,
yes.
Can't be surpassed.
Yes.
You're going to start doing something about these thoughts.
Yes.
They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage and diseases.
Amen.
Sorry, folks, but it's the truth anyhow.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let me ask you a question. Who's accused of the brother? Satan, right?
Hmm?
The Bible says he's doing that day and night. Hmm? Now is he accusing us before God, then he's accusing us amongst each other? Is that right? Is that right? Now we got two strikes against us. And then we end up accusing ourselves. Then we got three. Amen. I mean, after all, if he can't get you to accuse each other, the next thing he do, he just gets you to just beat down yourself. Well, we're pulling some cover off there. We say, whoo, look at him. Look at him. Pulling some cover off today. Look at him, devil. There he is. So you can't let these accusing spirits have place.
Now, saints. These false teachers out here don't have power that can disturb a devil. Like Pastor said yesterday, they don't have the power to heal a gnat of a toothache. They'll have no anointing that can break any yoke. But yet they want to minister to you, deceive you, bewitch you with their words. So let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. A demon clip was the wrong one I clicked on, but anyway. 1 Corinthians chapter, wait a minute. Yeah, 1 Corinthians chapter 2. But, you know, we got many of these last days, you know, they're denying the one that bought them, Christ Jesus that bought them. And they want to get you entangled, that same Antichrist spirit that's got them. They want to pass that on to you and suck you in with them to destroy your souls, brothers and sisters. So we really got to watch who we're hearing. Most of us giving you ears to hear Pastor Dollar, you listen to him. Hallelujah. All right, 1 Corinthians. No. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse, start at verse 9, Brother Ugly. But as it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which Yah hath prepared for them that love him. But Yah hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of Yah. For what knoweth the things of man, save the Spirit of man, which is in him? Even so the things of Yah knoweth no man, but the Spirit of Yah. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of Yah, that we might know all things that are freely given to us of Yah. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of Yah, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Now don't forget, the natural man has that carnal mind, which is enmity against Yah. So of course he can't receive the things of the Spirit of Yah. And he's trying to get you in that same state. But the kicker in this verse is, because they are spiritually discerned. And so you have a carnal-minded man with this carnal reasoning. You take the Bible, some man who's possessed of Satan, used of Satan, who's Satan's minister, they come teaching you things that are contrary to the doctrines of Christ. You know, like I said before, the virgin birth, just using that, denying that. You know, if we don't have a Messiah, how are we going to be saved? If we don't have a Messiah, there's no blood shed for us. Our faith is in vain. We're all men most miserable in this life if we don't have a Messiah. So these people who have their king had their King David as Messiah, they will be damned because they don't have nobody that can redeem them. David's dead in the grave, and the person who's teaching that doctrine, he's their Messiah, and he ain't shedding his blood for them. He's just living it up, feeding off of them, destroying the flock. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing, like the one brother put in there, wolf in sheep's clothes. But the word is spiritually discerned. So how can you, with a carnal mind, you can't comprehend?
And these signs shall follow them that believe.
Well, perform.
In my name shall they cast out devils. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Mass Deliverance, September 2002.
Of Jesus, come out, loose them, and set them free in the name of Jesus. Spirits of drug addiction, come out in the name of Jesus. Loose them and set them free. Come over here, right here. Get on up here. Right there. Loose them and set them free right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Loose them and set them free in the name of Jesus. Loose them and set them free right now. spirits of explosives, spirits of verbal abuse, spirits of martial art, spirits of cruelty, spirits of hatred, come out in Jesus' name. All these demons are crying out. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out, spirits of lust, in the name of Jesus.
And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him.
Tyler, Texas, 14 December 2002.
Come out of him right now in Jesus' name, Satan. Come out, demon. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. I bind you right now in the name of Jesus. Come out, demon. Come out, the spirit of hate. Come out right now in the spirit of love. Come out right now in Jesus' name. Move right now. Move right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. Come on right now, Satan. Come on right now, Satan. Grab his name. Come on, Satan. Move. Move right now, demon. Move. Move right now. He hates you. He don't want you. He wants you out of here right now. I command you to come out right now in Jesus' name. Come here, brother. Right now, get out of here. Turn him over. Turn him over back here. Hold his arm. Hold his arm. Hold his arm. Y'all hold his leg. Give him the leg a piece. Come out, Satan. Come out right now, my name. You can't have him, King. You've been found out, haven't you?
Loosen yourself and loosen money.
Praise God.
Is that your brother now?
Praise God.
Amen, brother.
Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah.
You feel that spirit come out, brother? Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Well, again, I'm going to make emphasis on this again in Mark 16, verse 17, 18. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Did you hear what it says? Signs follow them that believe. Believers don't go following signs, but signs follow them. And the first sign that he identifies is casting out devils. Pastor Wynn Worley, Mass Deliverance Service.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, come out of the people now and let them go. If you do not understand what's going on here, whatever you do, don't open yourself with a critical spirit, because the things that are coming out are looking for places to go, and a critical heart will open you wide open. If you need help, make your way to the front.
I believe y'all got the message. Hallelujah. But these are men of no power. And they can't believe the simple word or perform the simple word. How many people have been shied away from receiving the Holy Spirit based off of some man's carnal doctrine that you don't need? Or like the Baptists teach, you receive the Holy Spirit when you first believe. But that's not scripture. Or, you know, you don't have devils. You know, that one goes around. You know, a Christian or a disciple or believing in the Messiah can't have any evil spirits within them. But, you know, but Jesus said, you know, we cast out, you know, these signs are going to follow them that believe. They're going to cast out devils. You don't go out casting them out of the people of the world. You cast them out of believers. And don't worry, saints, a lot of saints are loaded with devils. And a lot of saints are protecting them as well, giving them insulation. We need to stop covering up the devil. Let's get him cast out. But anyway, let's go to 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. Brother, I'm going to read to at least verse 6. Let me get there. But Saint Caesar, this is a staple thing as far as casting out devils, receiving the Holy Ghost, healing the sick. These are staple things that are taught in this ministry. You know, Pastor Dawes taught us how to heal people. He taught us how to cast out devils. You know, show us how to receive the Holy Spirit. You know, many of you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit here straightway. And in other communities and home fellowships. But you know, we got these people out here who are teaching things contrary. You know, these men's mouths must be stopped. And one of the best ways to stop is by using sheep out there, not giving them place. Especially these brothers in the ministry with these contrary doctrines, they roll up on you, brothers and sisters. Y'all need to shut the door. Hallelujah. Oh, don't worry about hurting their feelings. They ain't worried about destroying your soul. Well, you know, they're just so, no. They don't care about your soul. They don't care about the damage they don't care about the damage they're doing to your spirit. The heaviness they cause you. The sleepless nights they cause you with their doctrines that they feed you with. Save yourself from this untoward generation. If men that are amongst us, sisters that are amongst us, if they're giving you something contrary, you save yourself. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to tell my brother, you and these camps out here. There's one brother in the IUIC. I don't know if I talked about this or not, but I'll just say it again. You know, pretty much, one of the things I told him, I said, brother, they're not, I mean, there's one thing I believe I said to him, you know, pretty much just preaching, talking to him about the gospel, how to be saved, how to be born again. I said, man, these men that you're with, they're not even giving you the gospel. You need to run. Say, you know, get away from them. They're devils. They're striving to damn you. All they want to do is make you religious like them. You know, believe in their way. You know, 12 tribe chart. Just whatever. Some of these Hebrew camps are Old Testament only. Some of them are New Testament, or some of them are both. But whatever. I don't know what IUIC is. But anyway, I told him, you need to run and save yourself. And my mom made me cry when I was talking to him. I said, man, there should be a love for the souls of y'all's people. You worry about making people religion, making a proselyte, making a disciple for your damn group, but you don't give a damn about his soul. But they want to make you a twofold child of hell more than they are. But anyway, let's go to Second Peter. Let me get there. Chapter 3. And so I'm gonna tell you, saints, you better put a high price on your soul. Guard your ears. Hallelujah. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, and both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandment of us the apostles of the Master and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last day scoffers, walking after their own lust, saying, where is the promise of his coming? But since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation. For this they willingly are ignorant, that by the word of Yah, the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. Now let's go back up here for a minute. Now these men, knowing this first, that they shall come in the last days. You're a Hebrew living in the last days? Know this. In the last days, scoffers, or they shall come in the last days, scoffers walking at their own lust. And they're going to come in teaching you these kinds of doctrines. Hey, we don't believe Jesus is coming no more. I don't believe that doctrine. I don't believe there's a Messiah. Where's the promise was coming? Hey, they've been saying that for 2,000 years. I remember hearing Ellen G. White. What's that guy's name? Man, some of these people from the, you know, William Miller. You know, these folks, they said it way back then. They believe Jesus coming, he got up on the mountain, he didn't come. You know, they use any excuse and whatever just to get your mind, to evilly affect your mind and get you off of the word, to sway you from believing Yeshua, believing the word of Yah. Well, you were once obedient to Yah, but striving to be obedient. Now you're not because they got you being a scoffer like them, an unbeliever like them. But Peter went on to say this. You know, Yah is not slack concerning his promise. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And that's what needs to happen today, too. Of course, thanks, Chris, for wanting to read it in context. But I'm going to tell you, these scoffers, they're seeking to sway your mind, to make you like them. You know, they want to disciple you, and their false doctrine feeds you that stuff that feeds you with their damnable heresies and take you away from the one that bought you. I had another scripture I really wanted to hear. Which one was it? Tell you what. Yeah, let's go there. I tell you, let's go to Jude. Oh, yeah. Jude only has one book. Start at verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you with the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Now, what did he say? Earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. And what was that faith? Hey, cast out devils, heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper. Not only that, but there's other things too, but I'm just highlighting that, you know, receiving the Holy Spirit. I mean, why not? Because that's what men are denying today, even denying Christ, denying Jesus, that you don't need the Messiah. So you got to earnestly contend for the faith, and once you're in it, you better not, don't slip, because the devil, your adversary, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. So if you go to sleep on him if you want, but the adversary is busy, and he ain't some... And it ain't just Satan, you know, as a spirit, but, you know, he has many demons out there in men, in women. He's using them to get after you. That's how he's seeking you. Had them come whisper and spit in your ear. The damnable doctrine. They come spit in Brother Ugly's ear. Kerry Walsh's ear. People in the chat. Samuel Miles's ear. But some of you, they know they come whisper in your ear, you're going to rebuke the shit out of them. Hey, Brother Ugly, you know, brother, I don't believe in the flood no more. What would you say to me, Brother Ugly? You can get the hell out of my face. I would. How about you, Brother Sammy? Rebuke the shit out of me, would you? I tell you what, I'm going to talk to Sister Amara. I'll whisper that damnable doctrine in her ear and confuse her. Then she'll call Elder Burke up and Elder Rufus up or Pastor Dial up. And guess who's coming to me? Rebuking my wicked ass. If she'll, her the best rebuke she can give to me is just walk away from her. Hallelujah. Yes, sir, Brother Samuel and meekness. Hallelujah. Brother, you might have to get stirring to how adamant I am with that devil. No, Brother Samuel, you don't need the Holy Ghost, brother. You don't need the Holy Spirit. You don't have to cast out devils no more, brother. You just be, mentally assent that you don't have a devil. You're good, brother. But I didn't say no one spits in his ear. Listen, you don't want to be fertile ground for these devils to come up to. Then people like this, they come to you, you need to ask yourself. Besides, in certain cases, you know, people come to you, you need to ask yourself, why are these people comfortable coming to me? In some cases, some devils just bold, they just going to do it anyway. But in other cases, you know, you got the gossiper, the slanderer, the talebearer. You know, the bitter person, the murmurer, the complainer that want to saddle up with you, come up to you. Hey, you know, you want them to look twice at you. Say, nah, I ain't going to talk to them. I know what's going to happen over there. You want that. You want to have that kind of spirit. Hallelujah. I hope we understand. But, you know, for there are certain men crept in unawares who were of old ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men, turning the grace of our Yah into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ, Master Jesus Christ. I will therefore put you in remembrance, though you once knew this, how that the Lord, having saved the people out of Egypt, afterward destroyed them that believed not. and I skip on that. Of course, you don't want to be an unbeliever and be destroyed. But these speak, verse 10, but these speak evil of those things which they know not, but what they know naturally is brute beast, and those things they corrupt themselves. That's why they can't discern the word of Yah, because they're spiritually discerned, and they deny the spirit access to them. You know, they're not submitted to Yah. So they can't spiritually discern the word, so they'll speak against the word preached by Pastor Dow. Preached by Elder Rufus, Pastor Corey, Brother Daniel. Any brothers that's mentioned the word, any spirit of truth, teacher Shane, you know, just name it all. Teacher Eric, anybody that's mentioned the word to us, saints, that we received the word of Yah from, they're going to speak evil. Well, you know, that last video Teacher Eric did, you know, I don't agree with that. I don't like what Pastor said in that video. I don't think I need to get a gun. I don't think, just whatever. You know, you can make up the excuse that they're going to use, the reason they're going to use, the demonic reason they're going to use, is that logic, you know, use their logical fallacies to deceive you, to hinder your faith, hinder you in your walk, hinder you in your faith. Because I'm telling you, these devils are after your soul. They want to destroy you. They're hunting you. And the lion's rising up to get the prey. If you put yourself in the prey position. You know, y'all, if anybody's seen that, I think it's a cartoon image the pastor had, you know, with sheep at the table with a wolf, with some wolves. But in the picture, the sheep had, had an AR-15 or something, you know, had a rifle. That was his equalizer. He said, hey, look, we're at the table, but guess what? This sheep ain't no easy prey. But, you know, but thank God we do got a righteous shepherd who has overseen the flock, that's watching for our souls. You know, the word even tells us to obey them and have to rule over you, you know, for they watch for your soul. So don't become an independent sheep, you know, a free agent, out here doing your own will, going your own way, going contrary to the body, you know, because you're discontent. You know, some of these type people are discontent. You know, they're sowing their discord with their doctrines. You know, now they may not think that they're discontents, but I'm gonna call them a discontent. You know, they come. You know, if you don't believe what we believe here in this ministry, then you need to go somewhere else. I'm sorry, but this ministry ain't for you. You can't go with what. How the man of Yah is led, what Pastor say, follow me as I follow Christ. If you can't follow him, then go somewhere else. Leave. Hallelujah. But you saints, don't get caught up with these people. What did Jesus say? You know, let the tares grow up with the wheat. We got a lot of wheat and tares situations going on. Now you can't, you know, the servants know who the tares are, but you can't go pull them up unless you get the wheat also. And we're trying to protect the sheep. Trying to protect you, Brother Sean, Sister Carrie, Sister Mar, Brother Evan, Sister Dier, all you saints out there. Hallelujah. Brother Evan, want to protect you guys. Hallelujah. Keep the wolf off of you. But you do got to listen. You got to obey. Hallelujah. And those righteous leaders won't tell you anything wrong intentionally. Too much fear of y'all. We got too much fear of y'all. And I know I do. I know our pastor does. I know our elders do. The brothers of these communities do. These home fellowships do. Don't you, Brother Sean? Hallelujah. See you in there. I mean, come on, saints. I mean, all of you out there. Pastor Corey, Brother Steve. I can't name everybody. Too many men out there. Too many of our righteous brothers doing great work. I do commend you all. Hallelujah. Oh, praise y'all, saints. I got a few more scriptures, but I'm going to stop there, saints. But I just want us to keep our minds pure. We need to keep our focus on the King. Don't let nobody sway. None of these powerless devils out here who don't have any anointing that can break any yoke, that can give you any word of deliverance in your life, that can speak the word of Yah to you, and it actually has effect, is working effectually, they got any power, you know, listen to these guys. Let's just stay where the Most High put us. You know, I heard this one person talk about the name, you know, saying that the name of Jesus, you know, pagan name and all this and that, you know, all right? And some of that, those doctrines out there too. You know, so much sanctity is just good God, can't keep up with it all. But anyway, you know, there's one brother, I think it was Brother Rich said this, you know, people talk about the name. He says, you know, I think you ought to dance with the one that bought you. You know, that's what he was saying at the time about, you know, the name of Jesus. I'm going to dance with the one that brought me to the dance. Not, you know, you get to the dance, you know, then a cool Jack roll up on you. Hey, baby, come dance with me. You know, these spiritual pimps out here that try to pimp us away from the Messiah. You know, the devil roll up on you. Hey, you know, hey, look, you know, you don't need to believe the name Jesus. Use this name. Use that name. I don't have no problem with any other name. But can you do the signs? Are you receiving the Holy Spirit? You got any power? Come on. If you're not walking in the faith of Jesus, the faith of Yeshua, come on, man. I ain't got time for it. You know, if somebody's trying to get you away from the commandments. Say, stop. You don't have to keep the Sabbath. That's been done away with. You know, all these just different things, saints. But y'all know, so I don't have to go over that. But anyway, I do bless you all and thank you all for being here tonight. You know, as always, exhort you to always keep the man of Yah in prayer. Keep him lifted up, especially since he's going to be in Virginia. Brother, did you post that meeting info in there? I didn't see it in the chat. Could have missed it. But anyway, keep the man of Yah in prayer. You know, don't forget, saints, keep breaking curses, binding and loosening. You know, because we're in a war. We're in a war. I know it's invisible, but the enemy's real. You got your spiritual discernment should be kicking up. You should be able to discern when the enemy's attacking you. And I can tell you this, there's different things I myself have been dealing with certain things. You know, God revealed to me what one of the things that I'm dealing with. You know, and I was like, okay, Father, thank you. I'm glad you don't leave me in the dark. You know, I took hearing the preaching and some other things to help show me what to shine the light on the devil. We'll just say that. But anyway, those things. I do bless you all. Thank you all for being here tonight. Appreciate your time and all y'all's commitment, dedication to the Most High. I love you dearly. Pray y'all be encouraged. Did you have a great week this week? And shalom.
I will give you pastors according to mine heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.